Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix, a Netflix original series. Tip wears a Santa hat.
Hey, buddy.
She throws a snowball at O. DreamWorks Animation Television. In Chicago, snow falls outside Tip's house.
Oh, Tip. Tip.
O comes downstairs and sniffs.
Tip, my nostrils has picked up the most wonderful and mysterious aroma. What is being the source of this delightful...
Ah! What are you doing to those tiny humans?
They're ginger buff men, dude.
A Tucci family recipe. Ooh, you're baking some good-looking abs, Turtle Bear.
Thanks, Mom. We make them every year for the holidays.
Holidays?
Yeah, the holidays.
Wait.
That's right! You don't know about the holidays! I get to introduce you to Christmas!
Well, I has never had the Christmas things before. What is it going to be like?
It's gonna be great!
It is?
Yeah! Making cookies look good and chopping firewood. This is what we do for fun. Building snowmen and making new friends, saying hi to everyone.
Hi.
It's gonna be great!
Yeah?
Yeah! Wrapping up presents, feeling real pleasant, comfy and warm inside. Sit by the fire, listen to a choir, let happiness be your guide. And all those warm fuzzies we get this time of year, wish family all together, enjoying Christmas cheer.
It's gonna be great.
Lots of decorating, keep decorating, filling every inch of the house.
Keep decorating, keep decorating.
Tinsel,
lights,
presents,
wreaths. Keep decorating, more decorating.
Cookies,
duckies,
garlands,
big teeth. Keep decorating, can't stop decorating.
Ribbons,
pineapples,
stockings,
shoes,
baubles,
bicycles,
candles,
engines,
mistletoe,
buffalo,
candy cane,
Christmas tree.
A long red train runs through the rooms of their house, then dumps Tip, O, Mum, Lucy, and Pig the Cat outside in a snowbank.
It's gonna be great!
Woo!
O and Tip are in the shape of a snowflake.
I never knew how good a friend could be.
Uh-huh.
All alone, I was searching the galaxy. You came along and completed our family.
We're better together now that we found our way.
DreamWorks, home for the holidays.
We're from worlds apart.
Connected by the heart.
No matter where we are, it will always feel like
home.
Tip sits on a Christmas ball that reads Chicago, and O sits on an ornament resembling Boob's Land. They join Lucy and Pig atop a Christmas tree.
It will always feel like
home.
We're home.
Home for the holidays. The Chicago streets are blanketed with snow.
Well, kids, I'd say these just might be the best Christmas decorations the Tucci house has ever seen.
Good day, Team Tucci.
I am wishing we could decorate for eternities. Giving a spiky tree sparkling clothes. Draping sequentially blinking color-coded light strings across every surface. And sharing special gifts.
With my special loved ones.
Aw, buddy. If you are gift-giving, then wait till you see what Mom gives you. She's the best gift-giver.
I cannot wait, my mom. What is being that harmonic hollering?
Those are carolers, dude.
O presses his face to the window. He steams up the window, and the carolers run away.
La la la. All of this is starting to give me the warm feelings on my insides.
Ooh, boy, you're starting to get that Christmas feeling. And if you think our house is impressive, just wait until I take you downtown. Blam! Face full of Christmas.
My face literally cannot wait. Let us go getting our hazardous weather protection suit.
Lucy frowns.
I know, Pig. I've been trying to come up with the perfect gift to give O for the past 3 months. Yeah, but what do you get a Boo for his very first Christmas?
Especially when he's your perfect little angel.
Pig coughs up a red ornament.
You're right. It's gotta come from the heart.
Bye, Mom!
Yes! Bye, my mom!
That's it!
I will not disappoint my purple baby on his first Christmas!
Time for Mama to hit the shops.
Lucy wears sunglasses with Christmas lights and totes Pig in a baby carrier. Meanwhile, Tip and O cross the park. O opens and closes his mouth.
You all right?
If my face is to be full of Christmas soon, then I am believing I better stretch.
It's not quite like that, dude. It's more...
A sign shows a booth crossed out. The Booth Out boys appear and Fox blows snow in Tip's face.
What's the big idea, Fox? You and your Booth Out boys trying to sass me and my boo friend again?
No. We just want to say...
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, Tip and O. You hate us. Why are you all cheery?
This is the most magical time of the year. And to celebrate it, we're making a celebrity holiday special.
For the internet.
Check it. We have a stage, and decorations, and lights, and a cameraman, and Stick celebrity cousin. We even have Kelly Clarkson.
Okay.
Well, we're gonna go, cause...
Don't you wanna know why we're putting all of this together?
Not really.
Because we're so bad all year that we put all our hearts into making a celebrity holiday special that will surely bring joy to the world.
To get us off Santa's naughty list.
Shh! It doesn't work if you say that part out loud.
So you think that you're gonna bring joy to everyone with this thing?
Yeah, because...
They dance.
We're getting nothing for Christmas. We weren't good boys this year. But we want to get stuff for Christmas. So we need to give people cheer. We will film some holiday songs sung by celebrities.
Our list for Santa Claus is long,
so we must bring you glee. We will get something for Christmas.
Tip and O leave.
We'll bring the world some joy.
You sure did.
Well, I hope you will plan his own including shorts on, since I am being the most celebrated celebrity Boof in all Chicago.
Fox doesn't really like Boof.
I'm sure we can find a place to squeeze this fine Boof into our special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nice.
But this dinky stage ain't gonna cut in it. If I'm gonna be in your special, then we're gonna film somewhere worthy of a Shazad number.
Tip and O arrive downtown and gaze at a skating rink.
Well, what do you think, O?
Everything you have been showing me is so...
Yep, I'd say you get what Christmas is all about. Except...
What?
It's just... I'm not so sure you have a face full of Christmas yet.
Tip, make it full! Make my face full, Tip!
All right. Check this out.
She takes him to a toy store window.
This is it, O. Your face full of Christmas.
They press their cheeks to the window. Inside, a dad reads to his children by a Christmas tree. Nutcrackers stand in a row, and Santa delivers presents.
My face is feeling it! My face is feeling it!
Merry Christmas!
Merry who? I don't even know you.
Bells of aggression! Oh. The human is going to attack!
Retreat!
Smack runs away from a Santa ringing a bell. Oh. O looks around as a Boov knocks the head off a nutcracker and cries. Boovs wander around the streets, and O turns back to the store window.
Tip, there are being no Boov in the display window.
You're right. Guess that makes sense since you're probably the only Boov that knows what Christmas is.
They are not knowing of the feeling.
Tip moves his mouth to a smile, and it droops.
I think your face felt deflated.
I am having a hard time keeping it. How can I possibly enjoy this human's holiday if my fellow Boov are not?
Tip's eyes widen.
Tip, why are we ooings?
We should bring Christmas to the Boov!
Later, Tip straps a sack to the top of Slushius and ties it with a string of lights. She fastens her seatbelt, then takes off.
Surprise!
O is in the passenger seat, and they drive to Boov's Land. A sign reads, "Welcome to Boov's Land." Kyle directs traffic.
Stop! Okay, go! All right, go! Excellent!
I would like you to purchase a new hat, please.
Here you are going.
The hat is a trumpet. Tip and O park. The Boovs look at them. Kyle stares.
Holding's it right there. The shakings of ring dingers is strictly prohibited. A citation's for you, and a citation's for you. What? And you have been fined with a bulb out? Oh, no.
Hey, Kyle.
What?
Ah,
touching is a violation!
Tip, now I know how much you are loving to lord over a crowd.
Truth!
But it would be such a treat if I could be the ones to sharing this wonderful holiday of Christmas things with my fellow Boov.
Tis the season, bud. They're all yours.
O climbs on top of Slushius.
Boov of Boov's Land!
Huh? O wiggles his hips and turns in a circle.
Friendlings, come and gather round. There is something I has found, a world of wonders undiscovered by Boov kind. It is so hard to describe the fuzzies here in my insides.
Is this a furry fresh?
No, it is being Christmas time.
Christmas what?
Letting me show you. Simply start with a string of the brightest little bling, then wrap it round your nostrils in a bun.
Well, that's a new
Dip
one.
Dip a curly cane a lick, for now you has a tickle stick, spreading giggles to each and every one.
Should I? Nah.
Is the spirit.
How about a chorus?
Yes, let them hear it.
Christmas, we love Christmas time. Christmas makes our spirits climb. Feeling fuzzies all the time.
Singing these rhymes, we repeat it 100 times.
I am so liking what I'm hearing about Christmas. Yes, more. Telling us more, oh.
You got it.
Take a thing called mistletoe, place it on a friend's elbow, and together start playing the bongos. Pull the socks off human's feet, pack them full of Christmas meat, and taste the spooky, squishy goodness with your toes.
Cute, but gross!
Telling us more! Telling us more!
Things are coming, oh!
There is a plump man in a cap who lets you sit upon his lap, and if you're good, you start to grow a bushy beard.
Now it's getting weird.
And down at the South Pole, got a workshop full of trolls who fly a sleigh around with their pointy ears.
It might be time to interfere. I feel I should correct him. This blatant misdirection, a strange Christmas is being taught by this song. But the Boov are full of cheer without a mention of reindeer having fun. What could possibly go wrong?
Christmas all night long.
Yesing. In fact, I had saved the best for last, the part that cannot be surpassed. Something much more than sots of meat or jingle gongs. It is the melody I sing, and the Christmas cheer I bring. It is the music, so let's all sing along.
Christmas, we love Christmas times. Christmas makes our spirits climb. Feeling fuzzies all the time. Singing these rhymes, we repeat it 100 times.
Kyle dances.
Yeah, Christmas! Yeah.
Oh, you has taught us well. We are under Christmas spell. It is a holiday we now truly understand.
It went as planned.
Thanking you for this gift. Our spirits you did lift. For now endeavor, we has Christmas in Boov's Land.
I am the man.
The Boobs decorate Boobs Land. Kyle holds a candy cane over his head, and Traffic Cone Larry hangs socks from a tree. The Boobs put a white beard on a Boobs statue. Tippino fist bump, then hop in slushiest and take off. They write ha 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 in the sky with pink exhaust.
It's ho, 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 bud.
At a community center.
Wow, boys. I mean, wow. Check out this stage.
Charizard said she wants to dang up our celebrity holiday special.
The lights go out and a trap door opens in the stage floor. Colorful flames shoot out.
Start filming!
A spotlight shines on Charizard wearing a crown.
Check me out. This is my wonderland. Christmas dance, hunky mans, so strong when they live. If this is Christmas, then please count me in. Every year, I'll be here.
Here's some Christmas gifts.
Ooh! See the Kraken dudes are showering me with jewelry because I am their Christmas queen. What's that I see under that mousy? Could it really be? More stuff for me! Dang,
dang, dang. Animated dang, presents dang, leap dang, from beneath dang, a fur-trimmed dang, cape dang, and gather around Charizard.
Great! Great! This is great!
All right, see you tomorrow.
Was that him?
Yeah, my cousin Benny's on his way in from Hollywood to be in our next act.
He's really coming!
Dang, 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 dang. That's a hit!
The next morning, Tip and O sleep in their bedroom. Tip awakens with Christmas trees in her eyes.
Christmas Eve!
Christmas what?
You know, it's the day before the day, where it's not actually the day, but it's where, it's gonna be great!
They run downstairs, and Lucy is asleep on the kitchen island.
Christmas Eve! Christmas Eve! Christmas Eve! Christmas Eve!
Christmas Eve!
Christmas Eve!
Lucy's eyes close.
Christmas is tomorrow, my mom! Are you excited?
It's excited! Yeah, and I'm completely ready, and I've done all my Christmas shopping for the year, and I'm totally not a failure as a parent. I'm so sorry, please forgive me.
What?
Huh?
Happy holidays!
Tip and O run out.
Yeah, Pig, this is my last day to find O the perfect present.
Pig coughs up a red ornament.
I know, it's gotta come from the... Wait, how many of those did you eat?
Tip and O look out the front window.
Merry Christmas, eh?
Happy holidays.
Looks like our plan worked even better than we expected.
Yes. The Boob are Christmasing down here in Chicago!
Boob.
Later, at the downtown skating rink, Boobs with lights on their heads pop out of a giant Christmas tree. Tip and O gaze up at them. A Boob dives into a snowman, and others dangle from garland.
Christmas, we love Christmas times. Christmas makes our spirits climb.
A Boob kisses a reindeer, and other Boobs make a snowman from tires, a plunger, and a safe. They dance around in circles. Boobs lick candy canes and stick them to their feet, then skate on the rink.
So good! So Christmassy! In fact, I am theorizing that every being in Chicago is having the best day ever!
I am having the worst day ever.
Oh, can you please tell me what a Boob wants for Christmas?
I could use a new ringer dinger.
Lucy rolls her eyes, then asks another Boob.
A spoobango.
The Boob flops face first in the snow and makes a backward snow angel. Another Boob is jammed in a giant gingerbread statue. Lucy fumes.
For the last time, I am not getting him a buzzer!
Garfield chases Lucy down the street with a buzzer. Tip and O run past her. They press their cheeks to the toy store window and the display has changed. The dad reads to two Boobs. The nutcrackers are now Boobs, and Santa delivers presents to children and Boobs.
Wrapping Boob in the display window!
There are big poop in the display window.
Oh,
we did that. You want to strut about it?
You knowings it.
Soon after, Tip and O strut down the sidewalk. They spot a Boof hidden in a pile of reefs and smile.
Uh-huh.
Another Boof barfs a present into a fellow Boof's mouth.
Good that we're the ones who brought Christmas to the Boof.
So you're the ones responsible for all this?
Yeah, we're pretty much the new Santa Clauses.
Santa Claus? More like Affle Claus.
Yeah, more like Santa Claus.
More like Santa... Bad Santa Claus. Not good Santa Claus! You've done a terrible thing.
That's okay. You'll burn him good next time.
Hey!
Wait! You should know that the Boof are ruining Christmas!
Ruining Christmas?
Singing's to a crowd, but do it very loud until they can no longer stand it.
What?
Grab somebody's gift and throw it in a ditch. It is the human's best tradition.
Uh-oh.
And if we want some more, spring up trash, eat a tree, kick everything you see, taking calendars filled up with presents.
Tip and O watch as the Boofs destroy a home with Christmas ornaments and decorations. A Boof pops through a table with a turkey on a platter, and an old woman startles. Boofs carry Donnie through the streets.
They repeat it a million times.
Okay. The Boof might be Christmasing a little too hard.
Is that even possible?
A Boof in a Santa bubble chases citizens.
Perhaps, Ings.
We gotta fix this. No time to sad cry, buddy.
What other types of cryings is there?
Battle cry.
They run after the bubble Santa, and Tip grabs onto Santa's black boot. O races after them, waggling his tongue. The Boof Out boys are at Stick's house.
When's your cool cousin gonna get here?
Any second. I'm so excited to see him. And now that Benny's moved out to Hollywood and become a super famous actor, we only get to hang out when he comes into town for Hanukkah.
I didn't know you were Jewish.
Really? I'm always wearing this.
A yarmulke.
He's here! Before you meet him, there's just one thing, and I know this is weird, but whatever you guys do, do not mention latkes.
Those yummy potato pancake thingies? Why?
Trust me, just don't.
Stick opens the door, and a man rides in on a snowmobile.
Okay, and boom, I'm here!
How'd he do that?
Hollywood magic, boys!
The man has black hair.
Ben Schwartz!
What's up, Stickman?
I can't believe your cousin is the Ben Schwartz.
I mean, I usually don't get starstruck, but...
Guys, be cool.
Oh, I can tell they're cool. They're friends with my favorite little cuz.
Ben winks.
So, Stickman told me all about your project. It sounds dope. I am flattered to be included, truly.
We flattered Ben Schwartz?
And because I never want to let down my mishpocha, I prepared a nice little song about our family's Hanukkah party traditions, just like my boy here asked.
Ben Schwartz wrote a song for us?
Oh, now our special is sure to be a hit. Oh, thank you so much, Benny. I can't wait to hear it. Do you need anything, or...?
Nah, I brought my own beats.
Giant speakers pop out of the snowmobile.
Yeah! Gonna tell you about my holiday! Hanukkah! Uh-oh! Here we go! Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, those ain't my sugar nights! Gonna have a party in my house, we do it right! Fam around the table, menorah glowing, one candle for each night! Blessings flow as the flames are now flickering, presents got them snickering, but me, I'm finger lippin'. Only one thing I am picturing!
What?
Better hold on to your yarmulke, cause best part of this Hanukkah is... Take racks of those crispy golden pack of potatoes,
yeah,
and onions. You need that flour and egg and then fry it. Without them, it just won't be the same. If you want your nosh, you gotta
Okay, that's enough about latkes. How about you just tell them what we do at our Hanukkah party?
Yeah, yeah, all right.
Now we're rolling dreidel, chocolate gelt on the line. Boom, throw a gimbal, yeah, pot's all mine. Time keeps spinning, can't stop winning, but my nose is beginning to smell something thin in the air.
Not again.
Uh-oh, latkes! Bubby's recipe's on point. Love that sizzle in this joint. Put them in your face hole, stuff them in your mouth. Only 8 days to fly before them latkes mire itself. 8 days of latkes, eat them while you can. Pound them by the pan.
Take a break.
You haven't even told the story of Hanukkah yet. Aren't you going to talk about the Maccabees?
Nah, I'm going to mac on these lockers.
Shredding that potato, giving it a sauce. Mash it into pancakes, smother it in schmarts.
Just when you can't have any more, you're licking the grease off the floor.
Your best shot falling sore.
Gonna have to run out of the door.
I'm a locker monster.
Hear my roar.
8 days of lockers. Eat them while you can. Lockers, pound them by the pan. I'm a locker, my sugar now. Can't wait for my next Hanukkah.
A giant stuffed Ben tries to eat a bite of latke.
Incredible! This holiday special is sure to bring joy to the world now.
We're so off Santa's naughty list.
Thanks, Cousin Benny. What's the next number? It's with... Kelly!
Clarkson!
To the rooftop, boys!
Meanwhile, Tip clings to the giant boof bubble Santa's foot. O chases after them, waving his arms and waggling his tongue.
Oh, that's the other leg! I got this one in check. We'll pin him down!
Right!
O gets hit by a sack.
Enjoying your gift! Merry Christmas!
Trash Can Larry spots a giant bubble with six legs. O runs after Tip and leaps on the other foot.
I got him, Zit!
Yeah, buddy!
Yeah!
O falls off.
I know got him, Zit.
The boov in the Santa bubble loses control of the steering. He knocks the end off a pipe attached to a vat of hot chocolate. The cocoa rolls through the streets. In a building, a man sips coffee in his office and another man bursts through the door.
The underground cocoa reserve has been compromised!
The building explodes and hot chocolate flows down the street. Tip and O look back and their mouths hang open. The cocoa river runs towards them and they scramble to the top of a Christmas tree.
This is pretty much our fault, isn't it?
What the what is that?
Merry Christmas Eve! I am Beef Conaclaus, and I am delivering your presents! Throw, throw, throw!
Traffic Cone Larry is using those hoses to blowing garbage into the streets!
Hey, what's with all this co-commotion?
Crushing it, my friend.
Yeah, life has joy again.
A bag of garbage knocks them out of the tree.
Excusing us. Sorry. Pardoning's us.
Merry Christmas! What's that all?
Oh, I got an idea, but we're gonna need to yoink that ship from Larry.
How's?
Having more Christmas fun!
Officer Kyle!
A very happy Christmas Eve to you, humans girl.
They hop in his bubble.
Follow that boof ship thingy! We gotta stop him!
I do not thinking so. I am Beans, the Christmas fun police, and he is clearly having the most fun.
How could Traffic Cone Larry possibly be having Christmas fun when he is having a light out?
What? Fun violation.
Violent. Yes!
Pull it over!
All right, O. Those two bomb dealies don't just shoot things out. They suck things up, right? So if we get inside that ship, we can suck up the entire mess.
They land on the ship.
Ta-da!
Tip falls and O grabs her hand. Larry smiles at them.
Hi, Christmas birdies! Fly away!
He whacks Tip off with a hose. Tip falls, then grabs a string of garland hung between lampposts. She swings from garland to garland, then snatches a candy cane from a boof floating on the hot chocolate.
Hey! Hi!
Tip hooks a hose and swings through the tube and into the ship.
Hello, Wings!
Hi, Traffic Cone Larry. Say, have you noticed there's a huge pile of trash over there?
Presents? For me?
All right, boy, let's fix Christmas!
Yeah!
They suck up the hot chocolate. A taxi lands on the street.
Hey, thanks!
The level of cocoa goes down and disappears.
Looks like we cleaned up our mess.
Want to strut about it?
You know it!
The ship struts. Nearby, the Boove-Out Boys perform on a roof.
Ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy as the Boove-Out Boys proudly present the one and only Kelly Clarkson.
A woman playing fiddle and a man playing banjo step up to the microphone. Tip and O stop the ship and watch. Fox's friend films, and a door opens on the rooftop. Kelly Clarkson steps up to the microphone.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining. Till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
Kelly is sucked up into the sky. The cops float by Tip and O.
Uh-huh. You see?
We told you that you two ruined Christmas.
Oh, this is bad.
How do you mean it? The Boove is bringing the giant string of Christmas lights to Chicago.
Those aren't lights, dude. They're stars. And they've totally messed up Earth's gravity.
Buildings shake, then crack and float upwards.
Yes, I'm seeing now how that can be a problem.
I wish I had said something when I had the chance.
About weddings?
It's just, you were kind of making stuff up about how to do Christmas, and I thought it was cute at first, but the Boove got carried away?
Excusing me, Tip, but if it were not for my explainings, the Boove would not have a Christmas at all.
Exactly.
Well, do not putting this on me, Tip. Just because I did not understandings the nuance of your silly humans' holidayings.
Yeah, technically it is our holiday until you guys took it too far, and now...
If you are having some things to say, you should just saying the Tip.
Fine! You and the Boove ruined Christmas!
How dares you, Tip? I am being so offended I could just float away!
Well, maybe I'm so angry with you that I'll float away too!
Sounding's good to me.
Sounding's good to me, too.
They float up.
Float away faster!
Float away faster!
Debris drifts in the air. Tip floats down to the sidewalk, then gazes up sadly.
We ruined Christmas, and there's no more turning back.
We had the best intentions, but the train went off the track.
Yeah, we ruined Christmas, and it cannot be undone.
Chicago floats high above the ground. Weddings has we done?
It could have been so great,
but now it seems too late.
Our fall is blossom uncontrolled, and I can't be consoled, 'cause now it feels so cold.
Christmas. Tip sits on the sidewalk and frowns. She hovers above the ground. A candy cane hits her forehead.
Not Tipa! Whoa! Okay, I heard Chicago was windy, but this is ridiculous.
Kelly Clarkson!
I hope you weren't expecting Santa Claus. Do you know what's going on here? It's making it really hard to figure out where I parked my car.
Actually, this is all my fault.
Say what?
I just wanted to show my best friend how awesome Christmas is, and now we're not even talking to each other.
Hey, keep your chin up, kiddo. I'm sure it was just a Christmas misunderstanding. It happens a lot this time of year.
I tried to do it right. I told him about the gifts and decorating and the ginger buff men. You know, all the Christmas essentials. And now the whole city's gone straight to...
Ben finds O.
Well, I almost yatted right into you, little guy. Hey, you all right?
I really messing up this time.
Ben purses his lips.
Hollywood celebrity Ben Schwartz, what are you doing here?
Hey, come on now. There's no crying during the holidays.
I has broken another holidaying rule.
Whoa. Why don't you tell Benjamin Joseph Schwartz what's got you down?
Ben lowers a ladder and hauls O aboard his yacht. He pulls him over the side, and O lands on Ben's stomach.
Careful, I'm pretty full right now.
Me too. With sadness. This is my first time holidaying, and I think I did doings it wrong.
No way, buddy. That's what's great about the holidays. There is no right or wrong way to do them. They just are.
Even if the things I did ruined the Earth's gravitational stability and could potentially put the planet on a deadly collision course with other celestial bodies.
Well, we all have our own ways to celebrate.
Is that beings how you are celebrating Christmas?
No. This is how I celebrate Hanukkah.
Hanu-weddings?
It is a different holiday. My family celebrates around the same time as Christmas.
So every human's person is celebrating different holidays and customs at this time of year?
Yeah. But the most important thing is that we're
celebrating them with our loved ones. It's not about the Christmas tree itself. It's about the blessing of having everyone around that tree.
Yeah, I guess that's true, isn't it?
The magic of Christmas doesn't come from presents or decorations or yummy treats. It comes from...
my gut! Wonderfully stuffed with those crispy golden tater cakes. Every bite brings me right back to my family kitchen, where we all gather around and help my dad fry up that greasy goodness. Then we jam our faces full of...
togetherness. With my family, my kids, seeing the joy on their little faces. It's something so pure, so genuine. So much more than any...
tradition! These latkes are like delicious memories, and I'm just filling my insides with
something special that we can only experience at this time of year. It's bigger than any of us.
But small enough to be inside each of us.
No matter what you believe,
it's more like...
Tip and O remember decorating their house with Lucy and Pig, and pressing their cheeks to the toy store window.
A feeling!
They hug.
I shouldn't have lost my cool. I'm sorry, buddy.
No, I am the one who should be apologizing. In all of my excitement, I did not take the time to understand that Christmas is
a feeling.
I am believing that If we can get everyone to embrace this concept,
we can unruin Christmas!
But how the are we going to tell them?
Christmas, we love Christmas times! Christmas makes us feel rich times!
Stop! I can't get that song out of my head!
So, if we are wanting them to listen, then...
Tip nods.
It's not about the presents. It's not about a tree. Sure, we love all these traditions, but this season means more to me. Twinkling lights are all around us. Santa Claus is at the mall. But it's not about those things. No, things are not the point at all.
Beautifully sung, my friend.
Christmas is a feeling.
Stuffed.
Not chestnuts warming on a fire.
Sure, we enjoy all these treats, but that ain't the real desire. Hot cocoa can warm our toes. Warm gingerbread may fill our nose. Our ears can hear the sleigh bells ring. This season makes our senses sing.
A feeling.
Christmas is a feeling.
A feeling.
For every kind of being.
The Boobs return the stars to the sky and the buildings return to Earth. Trash Can Larry uses his hoses to clean up garbage.
Feel the fun. Tis the season for everyone.
Light your candles for at night. You're in a long string of colored lights.
There's no feast quite like a car or a mule. These things make you feel the way that we do.
Latkes are frying, dreidels spinning. The goose on your head with a bow and a grinning.
Passing and sipping your sweet tempico. We all have our way to say ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Number in our special is guaranteed to get us off the naughty list.
Lucy has presents.
A feeling?
She smiles. Lucy joins hands with boobs and humans gathered around the giant tree. The Boob Out Boys join too. The next morning.
Oh, it's finally your turn to open a present from Mom. I bet she saved the best for last.
Well, oh honey, I have spent months trying to come up with the perfect gift for you. And after buying a ton of expensive and thoughtful things, your song made me realize there is only one Christmas gift that says how I truly feel about having you as part of our family.
What is it?
Yeah, what is...
She hugs him. Tip joins the embrace, and Pig the cat snuggles on O's head.
Thanking you, my mom. The feelings I get from being a part of this family are the best Christmasing gift I could ever hope for.
They hug. Pig coughs up a star-like fur ball that lands atop the Christmas tree.
Merry Christmasings, everyone!
Ben and Kelly ride a snowmobile through the sky.
Happy holidays!
And to all a good 8 nights.
Oh, there's my car!
Credits. Executive producers Ryan Crago and Todd Garfield. Story by Ryan Crago and Todd Garfield. Directed by Blake Lemons. Based on the novel The True Meaning of Smeck Day by Adam Rex.
featuring the voices of Rachel Crowe as Tip, Mark Witten as O. Stick and Garfeld, Kelly Clarkson, Will Fuller, Ron Funches, Matt Jones, Nolan North, Anna Ortiz, Atticus Schaefer, Marcus Scribner, Ben Schwartz. Executive in charge of production, Greg Golden. DreamWorks Animation Television. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.